Marty, lots to talk about this week because next Tuesday, early voting in the Las Cruces municipal election begins at the Doña Ana County Government Center. That's October 8th, Tuesday. And you have an entire election preview in the bulletin this week in your news section.
Yes, it's part of our continuing coverage, really. And every issue we've had something to do with the voting and the election, including candidate profiles, because there are so many this year, and this ranked choice voting might actually, we'll have to see how that plays out. But that's, Mike Cook did three main stories in the bulletin. One is on the school district mill levy, its renewal, and it's for both the $16 million bond issue for Doña Ana Community College and a $3 million levy for Las Cruces Public Schools. And he defines each of these and where the money would go if approved, new classrooms, school improvements such as safety, technology upgrades, and so forth.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and then the other two are early voting, like you mentioned, October 8th, and we have all the alternative early voting locations in the county.
And we should mention that those occur on October 19th. October 8th, it's just at the Government Center.
Just at the Government Center on Motel Boulevard. So we have a rundown on all the places when October 19th comes along. A lot of choices for the voters. No excuses not to get out. And the ranked choice voting is a Q&A, and it's the answer is provided by Irene Parra. She's the communications coordinator for the Doña Ana County Clerk's Office. And Mike posed a question, and then she answers. And the questions basically are probably what's on the mind of voters as they go into this, because it's the first ranked choice that we've ever had, really. It's
right.
A whole new process.
Yeah. So you can read all about that in the Las Cruces Bulletin. There's also a link at krwg.org to tell you all about ranked choice voting. We move now, with about 3 minutes left, to the arts and the Country Music Festival, a big, big event for the city of Las Cruces. This year in the national spotlight is NBC's Today Show. We'll profile Las Cruces performer Frank Ray.
Yes, he's a former Las Cruces police officer and recent USA Network Real Country contestant. And he is he's on the main stage with some of the other performers, many of whom are bigger names, Ronnie Millsap, for example, Casey Donahue, Gretchen Wilson, and Big and Rich, Cowboy Troy, Stephanie Urbina Jones. And then there'll be a second stage where it'll be mostly local and regional acts who will be playing in between the main stage performances. And it's the seventh annual festival, the second year in a row now that it's out at the Hadley Ball Field, the sports complex out there, after its initial run downtown. And it kicks off on Friday the 11th and runs through Sunday the 13th. And we have all the details on the times, the sets, the songs you might expect, and everything else.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
We move to health now, and something that hasn't gotten a lot of play. I'm glad you're covering it. Helmets are now mandated in collegiate rodeo.
Yes, not all the events. So we must narrow it down to what they call rough stock events, which include bareback and bronc riding and bull riding. And bull riding, sometimes called the most dangerous 8 seconds in sports, and I can see why. And it's been for several years now. It just hasn't been talked about. But Kim O'Donnell, NMSU Kinesiology and Dance Athletic Training Program Director, is quoted at length in talking about brain injuries and the dangers of these events and what they're doing. And so helmets, not cowboy hats for some of these rodeo events.
We only have about 30 seconds, but you can mention that in sports you have a column from Richard Kofar.
Yes, the column, and then he also wrote a sports article tied into it about the Aggie football Ring of Honor, which doubled last weekend. from 6 to 12. And he interviews a lot of the old players who used to be here back when they were really kind of glory days in many ways.
Right.
And returning to Las Cruces and reminiscing about the time spent here.
Marty Racine, managing editor of The Bulletin. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.